Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Esta es la historia de Epaminondas. Ahora, Epaminondas tenía una memoria que no le anaba del todo bien. Se acordaba de lo que le habían dicho, pero no el por qué. Y entonces, es feia unos líos, pobre nen. La historia es diu Epaminondas. Epaminondas had a good, kind granny who cooked up at the big house. Epaminondas liked to go and see her, and she always gave him something to take home with him. On Monday, when Epaminondas went to see granny, she was baking a cake. She gave Epaminondas a piece to eat. As he was leaving, granny said,
"Epaminondas, take a slice home to your mummy."
Epaminondas took it in his little hands and, squeezing it just as tight as he could so he didn't drop it, he ran all the way home. When his mummy saw him, she said,
"That's no way to carry a cake. You put it in your hat, then put your hat on your head and come home."
"Yes, Mammy."
On Tuesday, Epaminondas went to see his granny. She was making butter, and she gave him a pat of fresh butter to carry to his mammy. Epaminondas put the pat of butter in his hat, put his hat on his head, and went home. It was a hot, hot day, and soon the butter began to melt. Drip, drip, drip. The butter went into his ears. Drip, drip. It went into his eyes. Drip, drip. It slid down his head and down his back. When Epaminondas reached home, he had no butter in his hat. It was all on him. Looking at him hard, his mammy said,
"Epaminondas, don't you know how to carry butter?
You must wrap it in a cabbage leaf, take it to the spring. Then you must cool it in the water and cool it in the water and cool it in the water. When it's nice and cold, take the butter in your hands and come home." On Wednesday, Epaminondas went to see his granny. She was sitting in a chair knitting. She said,
"Epaminondas, look in the garage and you'll see something you like."
Epaminondas looked in the garage and there he found four little puppies. He played with them all in the afternoon, and when he started home, his granny gave him one. Epaminondas remembered what his mummy had told him. He wrapped the puppy in a big cabbage leaf and took it to the spring. He cooled it in the water and cooled it in the water and cooled it in the water. Then he took it in his hands and went home. When his mummy saw him, she said,
"Epaminondas, that's no way to carry a puppy. The way to carry a puppy is to tie a string around his neck and put him on the ground. Then you take the other end of the string in your hand and come along home."
Epaminondas was determined to be right the next time. He got a piece of string and put it in his pocket to have ready. The next day, Epaminondas' mammy had visitors and she had no bread for dinner. She called Epaminondas and said, "Run and ask your granny to send me a loaf of bread for dinner."
Yes, Mammy, said Bammy Nundas, and off he ran.
Granny gave him a loaf of bread, fresh from the oven. He proudly got out his string and tied it to the loaf of bread. Then he put the loaf of bread on the ground, and taking the other end of the string in his hand, he went along home, pulling the bread along behind him. When he reached home, his mammy gave one look at the thing tied to the end of string.
"What have you brought, Epaminondas?" she cried.
"Bread, Mammy. Granny sent it to you."
"Oh, Epaminondas, Epaminondas, how could you be so foolish?" cried his mammy.
"Now I have no bread for dinner. I'll have to go and get some myself."
And she did just that. This time, Mammy visited Granny.